Buka arah. Buka dulu aja. Mikirnya nanti. Mungkin bisa gue bilang kalau episode sekarang, episode 8 ini masih ada kaitannya, walaupun sebenarnya nggak gue rencanakan gitu ya, dengan episode sebelumnya, episode 7. Karena waktu episode 7 itu sempat gue singgung masalah pengendalian persepsi nggak sih ya, gue lupa deh. Kayaknya iya deh, yang sebenarnya nggak gue rencanakan gitu. Tapi karena kemarin sempat waktu bikin tugas dan menyelesaikan tugas untuk UTS, di mana tugasnya itu diminta untuk membuat ulasan buku atau resensi buku. Nah, buku yang gue angkat itu adalah buku karya Henry Manampiring yang berjudul Filosofi Teras. Juga di situ gue angkat satu buku sebagai sekedar pembanding ya, bukan pembanding dari kualitas bukunya, tapi pembanding dari segi apa gaya bahasa, sama karena gue rasa di kedua buku itu ada relevansinya, yaitu satunya lagi buku Sebuah Seni Untuk Bersikap Bodoh Amat karya Mark Manson. Yang jelas di sini gue nggak mau membicarakan masalah bukunya atau mengulang resensi buku yang sudah gue buat, tapi mungkin akan lebih sedikit ngebahas tentang isinya, bukan secara detail tapi secara point yang memang berhubungan dengan topik hari ini mengenai pengendalian persepsi. Ketika gue akhirnya membuat resensi buku itu kondisi di mana sebenarnya gue punya sedikit hal yang gue pikirkan di kepala gue beberapa hari sebelumnya, yaitu tentang why do people always try to get into my personal life a little bit too far? But I'm not saying like everybody or everyone around me or who are close to me by distance and not emotionally close, yeah. Itu, they are always trying to get into my personal life. Well, not everybody, not everyone around me or in my circle, but some of them do, and that literally give me a frustration for quite some time. Awalnya gue cuma berpikir bahwa kenapa sih ya, kenapa mereka melakukan itu, dan gue merasa gue marah gitu loh. I feel the rage inside of me. Gue ngerasa gak terima, gue ngerasa hak gue untuk mengenai kehidupan pribadi gue itu diusik, and I feel so angry, and I hold some kind of resentment towards them and towards the situation, yang akhirnya jelas tidak memperbaiki keadaan dengan gue memikul amarah seperti itu gitu ya. Tapi sempat gue kesampingkan karena gue harus ngelarin tugas. Nah, kebetulan juga tugasnya itu sebenarnya buku Filosofi Teras sama Sebuah Seni Untuk Bersikap Bodoh Amat ini, bisa gue bilang ini bukunya udah lama selesai gue baca gitu. And to be honest, I was not a big fan of some sort of self-improvement books. Well, basically, I'm not a fan of self-improvement books in any kind of forms gitu loh maksudnya. Tapi at the time, ketika gue membeli dua buku itu, sama satu lagi adalah karyanya Oh Soo-young yang Bicara Itu Ada Seninya kalau gak salah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Awalnya juga gue waktu beli itu, gue cuma berpikir bahwa oh ya udah gue mau beli aja, sekedar beli, terus gue baca sampai selesai, and then I think I'm gonna give it away to my friends or anyone who wanted it. But then akhirnya when I finished all the books, I kind of have some sort of, let's say, attachment to the books, like rationally attachment and emotionally attachment, of course. Yang akhirnya gue urungkan, dan beruntungnya juga nggak gue kasihin ke orang lain ya, karena akhirnya berguna juga nih, bisa membantu gue untuk tugas gue. Nah, tapi di sini yang mau gue omongin adalah I always forgot about how much the meaning of the books to me gitu loh, sampai akhirnya kemarin sempat gue buka kembali kan, gue coba skimming sebentar, terus awalnya juga gue cuma oh ya udah berpoinnya ini and then ketika gue dalam si prosesnya untuk membuat resensi, terus editing, and semuanya gitu ya, sampai akhirnya selesai, ada sedikit hal yang bikin gue berpikir lebih dalam gitu. Well, to be honest, gue itu orang yang bisa dibilang sangat mempercayai bahwa ketika sesuatu sedang terjadi kepada gue, atau ketika gue berada di satu situasi, I do believe that God will always giving some sort of subliminal message yang harus gue cari kenapa, kenapa, kenapa. And then, that's why I kind of, not overthink about it, but like think about it like in a deeper level of thinking. Yang akhirnya gue ketemu bahwa, oh ya, yes, gue sempat kemarin tuh berpikir masalah privacy gue terganggu gitu ya. Dan gue coba mencari ada alasannya kali ya kenapa gue bikin atau kembali ngebuka buku-buku yang sempat gue baca dengan hal itu. At first I don't really find anything because I think I'm in some sort of anger and resentment. I still in a resentment at the time, sampai akhirnya gue menyadari ini. Nah, tapi sebelum masuk ke situ, awalnya itu gue berpikir seperti ini. Kenapa orang-orang mempermasalahkan ketika seseorang tidak bisa terbuka dalam urusan pribadinya? I think everything about personal life, everything about privacy is something that really personal for everybody. And it's supposed to be personal and, well, I'm not saying like, ya lu gak boleh membuka personal life lu ke publik gitu. Well, itu bukan hak gue untuk memutuskan. But for me, I think that everyone has their own boundaries about how much they wanted to share their privacy to public or to other people. Dan itu jelas setiap orang pasti berbeda. And I think it's not fair when, let's say I was in some sort of circle where most of them are pretty much open about their personal life in that circle. But me, in the other hand, I don't wanna as open as them. Tapi gue gak tahu kenapa kok mereka justru they are pushing me and they are keep trying like relentlessly in a bad way to get into my business a little bit too far and forcing me to be open about my personal life, and that's frustrating and I'm so uncomfortable. Dan akhirnya bikin gue kayak apa, stepped back gitu loh, kayak gue aduh enggak deh. Yang akhirnya malah bikin gue menutup diri dari mereka. Dan lucunya setelah gue pikir-pikir ya, permasalahan atau a problem where privacy itu menjadi konsumsi publik atau dipublikasikan itu gak cuma terjadi pada with the famous people like celebrity or let's say influencer atau orang-orang yang katakan at least punya jabatan atau punya nama di lingkungan itu. It also happened to an ordinary people like me gitu loh, ternyata di mana banyak orang yang tetap ingin tahu tentang kehidupan orang lain, dan ingin tahunya itu bukan cuma kayak sekedar tahu siapa namanya, apa kegiatannya, apa pekerjaannya and so on, tapi lebih ke they are trying to dive a little bit too deeper to everyone's personal life, and that is not okay for me. And I think it should not to be normalized by people, because in the perspective of someone who is not that open about personal life, gue juga ketika ada orang yang terlalu open tentang kehidupan pribadinya, I do feel uncomfortable gitu. Even I keep it in my mind that I don't feel uncomfortable, because sekali lagi itu adalah hak mereka untuk seterbuka itu di ruang publik tentang kehidupan pribadi mereka. But for me, even if I feel like I'm uncomfortable when let's say to witness someone to be too much open, or well, I can say too much open, but to be open about their personal life way more than I do, I respect them by not saying my opinion gitu loh. Karena gue menganggap itu bahwa oh ya udah, berarti mereka memang memiliki batasannya itu cukup luas, cukup lebar gitu loh. Enggak seperti gue yang bukan sempit ya, tapi kecil batasan gue itu. I keep my room, I keep my privacy in a small room, and so I don't let anyone to put their hands on them gitu, on my privacy. Tapi on the flip side, on the other hand, kenapa orang lain, well, I'm not saying everybody in my life, but a lot of people who I've met, who are still in my circle for a while, but not very close in a state or in a level of emotional connection, kenapa mereka kok tidak menghargai gue dengan tidak ikut campur atau mencoba masuk ke dalam kehidupan pribadi gue. Gue masih heran di situ. Yang dimana menurut gue itu adalah suatu hal yang gak masuk akal, yang benar-benar gak bisa gue terima. Di situ intinya gue masih memiliki banyak kemarahan. I hold so much anger towards those people yang akhirnya bikin gue ngerasa capek, bikin gue menghindar dan menutup diri dari semua orang gitu. Karena itu tadi, ketika gue ada di satu circle, let's say there is someone who are more open about their personal life towards people on that circle, when I get into that circle and I recognized as a person that really closed about personal life, and they kind of start to like questioning me why that I am being so close about it, because maybe they think in their perception, in their perspective, that the standard of the boundaries when it comes to personal life itu ya kayak orang itu atau beberapa orang atau mereka yang ada di situ gitu loh. Yang dimana menurut gue itu gak fair kalau misalnya dijadikan satu patokan bahwa orang lain harus mengikuti untuk mengikuti standar itu. Nah, dan di situ gue tetap kayak gue masih dengan ego gue dan mereka masih dengan ego mereka. And I always thinking why don't they just let me living my life in a way I wanted to live my life gitu loh. Dan kenapa they don't just get off their hands of my business gitu loh, because they are too close to my business. I can say that they're getting into in a level of like clinging when it comes to my personal life. Dan akhirnya ketika gue kembali membuka buku ini gitu ya, buku dua buku yang tadi gue sempat mention, di situ kan sebenarnya dua-duanya ya, di dua buku itu walaupun sebenarnya secara konten bisa dibilang enggak secara apa, tidak sepenuhnya sama, tapi poin yang gue dapatkan adalah tentang pengendalian persepsi atau interpretasi kita terhadap satu situasi atau satu kondisi juga. And personally, I can say that the books are teaching me how to not live based on other people's opinion, perspective, or perception, or even action towards me, gitu loh. Dan di situ gue berpikir bahwa, oh, ini ada satu titik terang nih, seenggaknya gitu. Lalu kemudian gue coba skimming lebih jauh beberapa kali, akhirnya gue menemukan bahwa, oh, so this is the point yang gue maksud tentang subliminal message yang diberikan oleh Tuhan gitu ya, adalah tentang pengendalian persepsi. Nah, di titik ini gue berpikir bahwa, oh, it's the matter of how people interpreted the situation or condition or their own perception. It's just the matter of their perception towards privacy or personal life. Itu yang akhirnya gue temukan. Jadi yang gue sadari adalah bahwa that I cannot blame the person for being to get into my business, to get into far to my personal life. But I think the problem is their perspective, their perception, the way they interpret personal life, and the boundaries about personal life yang akhirnya membawa mereka untuk mempermasalahkan gue gitu loh. So instead of I'm hating the person, I choose to not agree to the perception, to their opinion, to their perspective about personal life untuk sekarang gitu akhirnya. Karena seperti yang gue bilang tadi kan ya di awalnya juga, bahwa setiap orang itu punya batasan masing-masing tentang bagaimana atau sejauh apa mereka mau to be open about their personal life in public gitu loh. And since standarnya akan berbeda dari setiap orang, itu berarti kan tidak ada yang salah atau tidak ada yang benar kan, itunya seperti itu. And di mata gue personally, kesalahan mereka adalah di bagaimana mereka mengartikan tentang privacy or private life. And bagaimana mereka mematok standar tentang sejauh mana orang bisa terbuka tentang kehidupan pribadinya. Yang seharusnya memang tidak bisa disamakan terhadap setiap orang. Nah, di situ kan berarti memang pola pikirnya saja yang salah gitu, bukan orangnya. Well, maybe people are evolving every day anyway gitu loh. Jadi, gak fair rasanya juga kalau misalnya gue harus membenci orangnya. Harus benar-benar kayak against the person instead of against the perception or the perspective gitu loh. Lagi pula gini, it's not gonna be easy if I have to try to change people or to change their opinion, their perception, their perspective without they are willing to change by themselves gitu loh. It's easier for me to change my own opinion, to control my own perception and interpretation towards the situation instead of trying to change everyone or anyone else's perception or opinion gitu loh. So instead of I'm trying to confront them, but it doesn't mean that there is no use if I try to discuss it, discussing about these matters with them gitu loh. Tapi intinya, karena gue pernah mencoba itu, and I didn't see that there is a room for them to change, or at least to try or to open for other perspective other than theirs. So akhirnya gue memutuskan untuk, yaudah, I will change my own perception, I will be focused on everything that I can control. Dimana yang bisa gue kendalikan adalah, yaitu semua hal yang ada dan berhubungan dengan diri gue gitu. And their opinion or their perception, their action is not my business. And I don't want to put my hand on that. And I don't want to try to change them and or to get involved with that. Because there is no use for me to do that anyway gitu. Yang akhirnya setelah katakan going through some sort of contemplation and been through a lot of self-reflecting, gue menyimpulkan bahwa, okay, if they cannot change their perception about the limitation or the boundaries or the standard for how much people have to be open about their personal life publicly, so I'll do my own thing gitu loh. Yang dimana ya sudah, I'll be focused on my life, my own life, and I'm gonna still put my personal life on a place where it's supposed to be, and I don't want to change the way I see about personal life, my perception about my personal life, because for me, I think I have a clear border about my personal life, that there is some things that I can share publicly, and there is other thing that I can share with only my small circle, and there is also another thing that I can only keep to myself, not even my family or my closest friend or my significant other have to know about it, because this is some sort of personal thing gitu loh. And I don't blame them if they trying to get into me, because if they wanted to get into me, if they wanted to get into my personal life, and that's their problem, not mine, because I don't want to open about it anyway. And for me, the only thing that I have to do now is just to protect my personal life, protect the other, some semi-personal life, let's say it that way, and also protect what my public life for the sake of to be the part of the society, gitu. Jadi itu menurut gue memang tidak ada yang bisa disalahkan sebenarnya dalam hal ini, because kembali lagi, everyone has a different perspective. Everyone has a different interpretation about anything. And in my view, in my perspective, they all have some sort of misinterpretation about a personal life. Karena mereka menganggap bahwa standar kehidupan pribadi itu sama setiap orangnya. Akhirnya di situ, ya sudah. Akhirnya di situ gue menyimpulkan bahwa there is no use for me to hate them. There is no use for me to change them or to try to change them. Even though they wanted to change, I think it's not my duty. It's not my business to change them or to help them. If they didn't ask me, kalau misalnya mereka datang ke gue terus duduk bareng membicarakan masalah ini, like, okay, kita ngomong masalah privacy ini deh. Gue standar privacy gue segini. Kenapa lo gak bisa terbuka? I will elaborate them about my own version of privacy, my own version, my own standard about my personal life gitu loh. Nah, di situ gue akan bilang, but if they don't ask, I think I don't want to do that gitu. Nah, jadi itulah sebenarnya pendapat gue mengenai privacy ya. Dan balik lagi, this is my personal opinion about privacy. This is my perspective and my own interpretation about privacy or private life gitu loh. If you agree with that, then maybe we have the same standard. And if you don't agree with that, please recognize this as just opinion, because I don't even want it to try to make you think the way I think. I don't ask you to change your opinion so it can be the same as mine gitu loh. Yang gue tekankan adalah bahwa ya sudah, let's agree to disagree because we are definitely a different person. Walaupun sebenarnya juga ketika gue bilang bahwa mereka salah dalam menginterpretasikan, well that's just my theory and the theory isn't confirmed yet gitu. If it's confirmed, then I don't want to do anything about it anyway without they are willing to change or willing to improve or anything. Karena balik lagi, I just wanted to focus on my own life gitu. Dan pendapat itu adalah pure pendapat personal gue, tanpa ada maksud untuk memaksakan pendapat ini kepada kalian gitu. And first and foremost about personal life, we do really have to take control over it, like a total control over it. Don't let anybody to try to tell you what to do when it comes to your personal life, because this is your personal life, this is your privacy, and if you wanted to do anything about it, if you decided to be open about it, if you decided to be super close, super tight, super freaking uptight about it, or you wanted to be so, like, let's say go public, just do it gitu loh. Itu adalah keputusan lo. But again, when you are decided to go public, you have to consider that tidak akan semua orang itu juga akhirnya merasa bahwa akan appreciate lo saat lo go public, apalagi urusan privacy, because there is a lot of some sort of standard out there and there's a lot of people out there, so basically the standard are diverse, yang akhirnya ya tetap akan menimbulkan konflik gitu loh. Jadi ya itu tanggung jawab masing-masing, kembali lagi seperti itu. As I wanted to be close about my personal life, there's still a problem that I face in a daily basis, so I fully take that as my responsibility gitu loh. So yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys are enjoy this episode. And by the way, if you have an opinion about this topic or previous topics, or if you have some sort of topics that you wanted to hear, sampai jumpa dan selamat beropini.